Welcome back to Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU football team has homecoming this weekend. They will host the Minot State Beavers. Their head coach, Tyler Hughes, joining us via the Paul Bunting Communications Hotline today. Coach, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for having me.
You guys suffered a heartbreaking loss last week at home against the University of Mary. How much did your team need that win?
Well, I mean, I think you need every win. I mean, anytime you play a game competitively, I mean, you expect to win and you want to win, and you know that all those wins add up. And so, it was disappointing that we lost, but we got to regroup and move on, and that's what we're working on doing, and that's the only thing that you can do. And so that's what we've talked about with our kids. I think they understand that, and we're going to be ready to play Bemidji State.
You were hired kind of late into the game. Have you finally settled into a routine, and have your players finally gotten accustomed to you?
I got here in late April, and so you didn't get an off season with the players, and you're not allowed to do much with them in the summertime per NCAA rules. So really, mid August when camp got started was the first time I really was able to really do much with the kids. And so, in that regard, the routine is starting to become more stable for everybody, players and coaches alike. I think that one thing that we've been trying to do throughout the season is blending in some of the program development that you're able to do with more focus in the off season. Week to week when you're playing games, you just have to worry about playing a game and winning a football game, and so you don't really get a lot of time to work on player development like you would in an off season. And so we're trying to blend that as we go, recognizing that we lost an off season. And, the kids have gotten better and better, and we've talked about improvement daily and improvement every single week, and I think we have improved as a football team and program, and we still have a long ways to go. We recognize that, but I think we've made some good strides given the circumstances.
Prior to becoming the head coach there at Minot, you were a quality control coach at Ohio State under Urban Meyer. How much of that big-time college football kind of rubbed off on you, and are you trying to bring to Minot?
Well, for me, I mean, it was a great experience, and but I've tried to just blend everything that I've learned in my lifetime, right? There's things that we did at Ohio State that were fantastic that wouldn't necessarily translate to here at Minot State, and then there's things that we did there that are excellent and that fit perfectly for what we're doing at Minot State. So this would try to use kind of a lifetime of experience to try to get us the best carved out identity here for what we need at Minot. And I think one of the biggest things that I had taken from being at Ohio State was just the way that I was talking about player development before, but just the way that Coach Meyer and his staff worked on developing his players on and off the field, it was just second to none in my opinion. And so those are some of the biggest things that I think we'll be able to continue to implement here at Minot, and will make a really strong positive difference for us going forward.
On the field, what do you like best about your team this year?
Well, I think, offensively, I think we throw the ball pretty well. We've gotten better and better with that each week. It starts up front. We've had some good pass pro. Our quarterback has developed week to week, which has been nice. His relationship with the receivers on the field has gotten better. So that's been a positive. Defensively, I think that we've had a lot of really strong individual performances. I think this past week, I think, was our best effort collectively. We did make some mistakes in different areas, but I think we collectively played pretty solid team defense. Forced a couple of turnovers, had an interception for a touchdown. So, again, slowly but surely, we're going in the right direction, and all the players that are involved in that are doing their part to improve our ball club any way that they can.
Bemidji State's offense certainly poses some problems for opponents' defenses. Is that your biggest concern this week?
Yeah, I mean, of course we've been watching film, plenty of it, and, they do a variety of things really well in that regard. They move the ball. They've had some big explosive plays. They've had some high productivity games in terms of yards and points. We definitely will have our work cut out for us to manage, all the different schematics that Bemidji provides. And we got to keep the ball inside and in front of us. We got to tackle well. We got to make sure that our communication on the back end is really strong with the passing game that Bemidji poses. And so, we got our work cut out for us.
What are your impressions on the league here, your first time through?
Well, I think I think the main thing is there's tremendous parity. And that being said, the baseline is very high. You know, there's a lot of good football teams out there, well-coached teams. I think probably the biggest thing that, you know, I just kept feeling, you know, week to week is every team has some really, really gifted football players. There's not a week off. There's not a week where you play somebody that's real light. So it's a great league. It's a privilege to be a part of it for me personally and certainly for our school. And, you know, we're thankful to be a part of something so competitive.
Tyler, thanks for your time. Safe travels. We'll see you here at the chat this weekend.
Okay, thank you much.